All right, Rav Osai, good morning. Let us begin. We are beginning this morning, Perek Yotes, Mesilas Yesharim. So remember, as we've seen, those of us who have been on this journey, Mesilas Yesharim, to just kind of loop in those who are new, the way the Ramchal sets up Mesilas Yesharim is, first there's a chapter introducing the particular midah that he is discussing, and then afterwards, again, he usually has a supplemental chapter or chapters speaking about how to actualize, meaning how to actually bring about that midah in one's life. So in Parak Yotes, chapter 19, the title of this chapter is Beber Chalkei Chasidus. So from the previous chapter, we began to discuss Chasidus, right? And we discussed that what Chasidus means is a Chasid is someone who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And love of God is defined by a willingness and a desire to go above and beyond. To go above and beyond. That a person ultimately understands what it is that God wants, but instead of just simply living up to expectations, decides to in some way exceed expectations. So Chalkei HaChasidus HaRashayim Shlosha. So writes the Ramchal, there are three aspects of Chasidus. Harishon B'maisa, the first is what we'll call actional Chasidus. Hasheni Ba'ofen HaAsiyah, the second is the manner in which we perform our deeds. You'll see that distinction between maisa action and ofen haasiyah, the manner in which we act. Hashlishi bekavana, page kufayin tes. Hashlishi bekavana. The third aspect of chasidus is with kavana, with intent. So those are the three areas that we're going to focus on. Now we're going to break each of them down. Today, obviously, we're only going to get to a part of the first one. Achelek harishon bemaisa. So the first aspect of Chasidus, which ultimately is, again, in Maisa, in actions, could also be split up into two parts. Yischalek l'shnei chalokim. Ha'echod, b'masha bein adam l'makom. V'ashin b'masha bein adam l'chabiro. So in what we'll call actional Chasidus, in the actional aspect of Chasidus, there are further two parts. Bein adam l'makom, one's relationship with Hashem, and one's relationship with God. I'm sorry, one's relationship with Hashem and one's relationship with his fellow man. Hachelek harishon, so mostly let's analyze. Hachelek harishon sheberishon, hachelek harishon sheberishon, hu b'maisa shebein adam l'makom. So remember again, the first area of chasidus, which is maisa, chasidus in action, and now specifically focusing on our actions between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? V'inyono, so how does chasidus manifest itself in an actional fashion between man and God? Kiyum kol ha-mitzvos b'chol ha-dikdukim shebahem ad makom shiyad adam magas. It manifests itself in performance and observance of the mitzvos with all of the details. But here Rabbi said that Ramchal adds in such a beautiful line, ad makom shiyad ha-adam magas. To what extent? To wherever your hand reaches. To wherever your hand reaches. You see, the most beautiful thing in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that Ribbono Shel Olam never demands perfection. He simply demands effort. So therefore, again, when it comes to actional chasidus in the realm of our relationship between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam asks of us, if you want to be a chasid, what that requires is performance of mitzvos with all of the details to the best of your ability. What's the best of your ability? That's a question for each of us. That's a personal question. That's an individual question that is rooted and related to our personal circumstances, to our lifestyles, to a whole variety of different things. But what's beautiful about that is that each of us has the ability to reach this level of chasidus in our own way, to the best of our abilities. Quite beautiful. Ve'elohim shekarm chacham zuchron l'bracha shiyare mitzvah. So this is very interesting. So what this really means, what the Ramchal is really pointing out over here is, see what I'm saying, a lot of times in life, it's not just true in our relationship with Hashem, but it's a lot of things, is that we do things, but we do things in a way that we could check a box, satisfy an obligation, but don't really do it to the fullest extent. So it happens a lot of times even in our Yiddishkeit, even in our Judaism. So I'll do a mitzvah, I'll do something, there's an expectation, there's an obligation. I'll do what I need to satisfy the obligation. But there's what's called shiari mitzvah. We'll say, what's shiari mitzvah? Like shirayim, right? So what is leftovers. Hey, so amazingly enough, so what ends up happening sometimes is I do the deed, I perform the mitzvah, there's kind of like little things that I leave out. There are little pieces of it that I leave unfinished. Have I fulfilled my obligation? Absolutely yes, right? On a technical, mechanistic level, have I done what God has asked me to do? 100%. But at the end of the day, there's something a little bit left over. You know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says on the bracha of Yishtavach. So what do you say, the bracha of Yishtavach? We say, Habocher b'shirei zimra. We say that Hashem bocher b'shirei zimra. What does bocher b'shirei zimra mean? Literally, Hashem chooses or wants shirei zimra, the songs of praise that we offer to Him. So the Baal Shem Tov says, you have to vocalize it a little bit. This is the good thing about being a Rebbe, right? You could add in the kudos, you could add in punctuation. See, he says, Abocher b'shiyare zimra. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam love more than anything? He loves shirayim. He loves leftovers. So he interprets it in a variety of different ways. But really what Ocher B'Shiyare Zimra, what Hashem really looks for, Rabosai, is not just did I check the box, but was I attentive to the details? Was I attentive to the details? Because the Shiyare Mitzvah, the details, if you think about this, remember again, what are we speaking about over here? We're not speaking about what you need to do in order to live within the confines of the law, right? What you need to do in order to live within the confines of the law is you do the mitzvah. We're studying now Chassidus. Right, Chassid, the Chassid is someone who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in general, how do you demonstrate love? So demonstration of love is usually demonstrated in an attention to details. Attention to details. Details that may not be necessary. Details that may not be obligatory. Details that don't necessarily impact the essence of what it is. But it's attention to those little details that makes all of the difference. No, we know this in marriage, right? You could give your wife the most beautiful gift, but if you forget to wrap it, leave the price tag on it, and give it to her in a 7-mile bag, right? Chances are, like, the gift is very nice. I mean, it's very beautiful, and the value might be incredible. But Lamaisa, it's like that lack of attention to detail that really takes away. It might be a precious diamond, magnificent, exquisite. But if the attentiveness to the details is not there, the gift itself is devalued. It's still a gift. Check the box. I did what I had to do. So that's what he calls Shiyari Mitzvah. Ki afa pi sheguf ha-mitzvah nishlam zulasa. Ukvar yatsa ba-zeidecha vaso. Because many times when I'm serving God, I have fulfilled the mitzvah. I've done what has been asked of me, right? I have fulfilled my obligation. Hine ze l'chol hamon Yisrael. Acha chasidim ein lahem ela laharbos v'hashlamasam. Below the ma'it bahem klal. Tzibbo says, so again, the regular Jew, and again, there's nothing wrong with being a regular Jew. The regular Jew will be focused ultimately again on satisfying the obligation, checking the box, I fulfilled the obligation. The chassid says, you know what, I want to just be a bit more careful with the details. I want to just finish the job correctly. I'd like to wrap the gift in a way that really highlights its magnificent beauty. He then goes on. He says, "Achilik Hashini Shebrishon." So we'll say, so remember again, just so you understand the flow chart over here. We have Chasidus, right? Chasidus means a Chasid is one who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that love is really manifest in a willingness to go above and beyond. Now what we're doing is we're breaking up Chasidus into different parts. The first part of Chasidus is Maisa, action. And in action, there are two parts. There are two branches from the actional trunk, right? One is being Adam Lamakom, one is being Adam Lechavero, right? Actions between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actions between ourselves and our fellow man. What Ramchal just highlighted over here was being Adam Lamakom. Actually, this will stop over here for today, and the Mirtzom on Monday will pick up with being Adam Lechavero.